You enter the kitchen and I turn around to welcome you with a warm smile. But the look on your face speaks volumes. It's one of those days. My heart aches for you, and I wish for nothing more than to step towards you, to embrace and hold you, to caress and kiss you until all that build-up tension, all the stress, leave your body. But I know very well that's not what you need right now. What you even could accept, let alone enjoy in this state of you're in. So I just hold your gaze for a moment. Then, without saying a word, I turn back towards the kitchen counter. I put the knife down onto the chopping board with the vegetables I've been preparing for our dinner. And I slide it to the side, emptying the space in front of me. And then I wait. Silently, eyes downcast, my hands resting on the kitchen counter. For a few minutes, you don't move, and I know you're trying to regain at least a small part of your composure. You're trying to calm down your temper, and I know you're doing it for me. If you had laid hands on me right now after you entered the room, I wouldn't have to be able to sit properly for at least a day. And I would have had to wear clothes covering the evidence of today. I can hear your heavy breathing. Nervous anticipation fills me, and the tingling warmth of excitement flows through my belly, but I still wait, silently. You take another deep breath. Then I hear you move closer until you stand right behind me. Our bodies aren't touching yet, but I can feel the heat radiating from you, your ragged breath tickles my bare shoulders and neck, exposed and vulnerable in my sleeveless top, and I can feel wetness spreading between my legs. My heartbeat accelerates, my whole body tensely awaiting your touch. You speak only a few words, and your voice seems quite calm and composed, but I know that's just the surface. It's your long-trained self-control. Beneath that, hidden behind the mask of a human face, there's a demon, a hungry beast, ready to devour me. And I love and fear it in equal measure. Bend over. You command, your voice low and thick with dominance. And I do. Without looking up at you, without questioning, I follow your order like I always do. Like we negotiated a month ago and I agreed on. We both know the rules, the limits, the boundaries. We both know how far you may go, how much I'm able and willing to bear, how you may freely use me, taking advantage of my body in any way you see fit, because it belongs to you, because I belong to you. You lift up my skirt, exposing my ass to your gaze, and I can hear you take a sharp breath. I'm glad you can't see my face. That involuntary smirk I can suppress would get me into immense trouble. I know what was caused your reaction. I'm not wearing panties today. And you have a perfect view of not only my bare ass cheeks, but also of my naked, waxed pussy. And from the tingling sensation I feel down there, it must be quite the sight right now. Swollen lips, glistening with moisture, clearly revealing my increased level of arousal. I'm ready. Ready to be fucked. Ready to be claimed to be bred. The first smack catches me completely by surprise and involuntarily I cry out. I've been prepared for you to spank my ass, but your flat palm slaps my pussy instead. Not too hard, but it stings. And despite the sharp jaws of pain coursing through my body, I can feel the heat pooling in my belly and between my thighs. When your palm strikes me again, I try to remain silent, but I can't help it. And a soft, almost inaudible moan escapes my lips. I close my eyes and surrender the feeling, the delicious mix of pleasure and pain, and to the overwhelming need to serve you in any way I can, even if it means to let you hurt me. Your palm hits my pussy again, and again, and again. Each impact creating a crisp sound that grows wetter with every strike. I bite my lip not to cry or moan out loud or, even worse, to start begging for you to fuck me. Your breathing is even heavier now and I know you're going to take what you need. What is yours? Soon. I can hear your belt being unbuckled and your pants zipper being pulled down. The rustling of clothes as you undress yourself. I still can't see you and I don't dare to turn around to give you a glance because that's part of our arrangement. I'm not allowed to look at you, not until you say so. But I have a very clear and vivid picture of you in my mind. You're standing close behind me, still wearing a white shirt. A charcoal blazer with a matching tie and black Oxfords. Such formal attire is an obligation in your profession, and when you're fully dressed up, you're in the ideal personification of a business gentleman, you know? Perfect look, perfect smile, perfect manners. But right now, you're more than far from this, giving into your primal needs. Your bottom half is naked and your cock is in your hand, hard and pulsing, the veins clearly visible and the tip glistening with leaking pre-cum. You start stroking it, coating it with your pre-cum, preparing yourself to fuck me. And I don't know yet which of my holes you're going to claim and ravage today. The image alone of you and your hand working your cock makes my pussy twitch. But even more so the delicious wet sounds of your fingers as they tightly wrapped around your throbbing shaft. Repeatedly slide up and down in a steady and enticing rhythm. I can feel a single drop of my juices running down my inner thigh. Very slowly. And it takes all of my self-control not to main out such a desperate, fuck me, please. But as always, you guess my thoughts, or maybe we are just perfectly tuned to each other's needs, because I can already feel the head of your cock slightly pressing against my pussy lips. In another day, you would have teased me, slowly sliding just the tip up and down between my legs, rubbing it gently over and around my clit until I'm nothing more than a squirming, whimpering mess begging to be fucked, but not today. You slip into me with one swift movement, stretching the walls, spreading me open, and filling me with your cock until it's buried to the hilt inside me. I can't hold back a groan out loud, and immediately I feel your hand on my ass, spanking me for the breach of my silence, for disobeying you. I bite my lip to suppress a surprised scream, or maybe rather another lustful groan. Not only the feeling of your palm hitting my ass drives me wild and makes my pussy drip even more, but the fact to be spanked at all, the idea of being physically punished by you for misbehaving. I'm a slut for your pain, but only when it comes from you. You start to fuck me, slow and deep thrust at first, then with gradually increasing pace. Grabbing a fistful of my hair, you yank my head back and force me to meet your gaze. Your eyes are dark and hard with lust and desire. With a deep and growling voice, you ask me whom I belong to, who owns me and my pussy, and each sentence is punctuated with another deep thrust of your hard cock into my slit cunt. I'm shuddering under your fierce pounding, but somehow I manage to whimper that it's you who whom I belong to, that you own me, and that this is your pussy and only yours. With the last remnants of rational thought, I realize in amazement that my body is more desperate for you than my mind can fully comprehend, aching for each brutal thrust, as if it's the only thing keeping me grounded in reality. My pussy hurts from the slaps you so skillfully placed earlier, and I know for sure I will feel raw and sore when you're done with me. I always do when you've had one of those days. And yet, in this very moment, I still want more. I want to scream out. I want to beg you to fuck me even harder, deeper and faster. I need you to ravish me until my knees give in and I'm not able to stand, let alone walk anymore. Until I'm almost about to pass out with lust, pleasure, and pain. I can feel your cock growing even harder when I confirm my submission to you and affirm your ownership over me and my body. You grunt in satisfied agreement and your hand reaches around to grab one of my breasts. I gasp as you squeeze it possessively, and I know the marks your fingers leave on my skin now will be visible for a few days. But still, it feels so good. So fucking good. Your thumb and index finger find my nipple, already hard like a fucking pebble, and you pinch it firmly, roll and squeeze it between your fingertips. I throw back my head in ecstasy and pain and let out a guttural moan as this new delicious sensation pushes me even closer to the edge. You lean in and I can feel your weight on my back now, hissing into my ears. You command me to rub my clit, to rub it nice and hard until I come for you. You tell me you want me to come on your cock so you can feel my cunt clenching around it and squeezing it. You say you want to fill me up, paint my walls with your cum and breed my fucking pussy. You whisper and murmur and growl into my ear, one thing naughtier, filthier than the one before, and your voice and words send shiver after shiver down my spine. All the while, you're fucking me hard and deep, relentlessly driving your cock into my aching cunt. Fuck. Following your command, my hand slides between my thighs and finds my pussy lips drenched with my juices. I'm wet. I'm so incredibly fucking wet. My fingertips brush my clit, which is swollen and peeking out between my lips, aching for attention. I know I won't last long now, but I do, as I've been told, and start to wrap my index and middle fingers over my sensitive bud, matching the rhythm of your thrusts. Oh, God. You let go of my aching nipple and both of your hands firmly grip into my hips, holding me in place, using them as leverage while you increase the pace of your thrusts even more. You fuck into me hard and deep, and I know we're both so close to the edge, so close to coming. Your breath itches. Our hearts race, and I can feel my climax building from the deep inside, ready to take control of my whole fucking body. You scream out in ecstasy, demanding me to come, to fucking come on your cock, and I can feel it throbbing and twitching, ready to pump your load into me. I can't hold back any longer, and I come loud with earth-shaking intensity. My pussy clenches tightly around your shaft, squeezing it with every wave of pleasure coursing through me. And this is the last bit that sends you over the edge. You thrust deep into me once more, and then I can feel you coming, no less intense than me, groaning out loudly. You blow jet after jet of your load into me, painting my vault with your cum, marking me as yours. You collapse onto my back, and both of us, exhausted and spent, think to our knees right in front of the kitchen counter. I lean my forehead against the cool surface of the base cabinet, my wrecked breath forming small cloudy stains on the shiny surface. Your arms wrap around me, holding me tight and enveloping me with your warmth. I can feel your chest heaving heavily against my back, and your panting breath tickles my skin. As we both slowly came down, you gently kiss my shoulders, my neck, my cheek, the sensitive spot right below my earlobe. Feather light, delicate touches, full of tenderness and care. You kiss and praise me with soft and encouraging words, whispering into my ear how good I've been for you and how well I've taken you, that I'm such a good girl. You're a good girl. How much you appreciate the gift of my submission, and how much you love me. I smile and lean back against you, snuggling into your arms, still crying to catch my breath and waiting for my heartbeat to calm down. I'm trying to picture what I must look like right now, sweaty all over, my hair wild and tangled, the first shadows of bruises already forming onto my breasts and hips. Your cock is still buried deep inside me, and your cum mixed with my juices is slowly dripping out of my ravaged pussy, pooling in a small milky puddles on the dark floor tiles below us. I'm a complete mess, and I should feel pain all over my body after this intense, almost violent encounter. But right now, in the afterglow, my blood overflowing with endorphins, there's only this deep feeling of joy and happiness and comfort and satisfaction. And being connected so close to you physically, but even more mentally, through our shared experience. This is the place I belong to, and I wouldn't change a single thing about it, about us. Should I be embarrassed that being used by you turns me on so much? Should I be ashamed that I want to please and serve you, to be at your back and call with all that I am, body, mind, and soul? I'm sure many people would think so, would find our dynamic disturbing, disgusting even. But it has grown from mutual understanding of our needs. Limits and boundaries have been negotiated, a safe word established. We both profit from our connection, our interaction. It fulfills us in ways that go far beyond anything many people are able to imagine and understand. We find solace and salvation in each other. I'm the one who's able to control your demonic side. I know how to tame the beast within you. I'm the one who calms you down when times are tough and you don't know how to handle your emotions. I'm your sanctuary. I'm your haven of peace. And that's all I want to be.